At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Y'all don't have mustaches? You ever seen a woman with a mustache on the top of her lip?
I have.
It's not wrong with it. Just cut it off before I see it.
Trey be letting y'all know exactly the type of girl he wants.
Yo, she be starting, bro.
I like that women just get taken care of. Even though I provide for myself, I still just like the fact that...
You like that you could get tricked on. She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
For a big spender.
Do y'all want somebody that make more than you?
I'm not saying, oh, he got a...
Got a what?
I'm not saying, because we're young, so I have, like, a realistic
mindset.
What? If you're trying to talk to Yanni, nobody gets into a relationship perfectly healed.
I understand that, but it's like...
You said you want to build together? Why y'all can't heal together?
That's a bar low-key. I feel as though most men have the desire to want to stack their bread, make sure they got the situation right before they get in a relationship.
Think of all the successful men you know with wives. They all got with them before success. You're not even following the formula. You could be missing out on your husband because you don't want to sit on a bucket.
Don't do that, bro. Because
people already be what?
So
if a man's going to take you on a date and he pull up in the van and say, here's your seat,
if
my
he
lady.
Has good character, before I see the bucket, I see his character first. So when I see the bucket don't matter.
Okay,
she going to be the bucket princess. Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about
BGP
business and the life of a young adult.
Rushing straight into the episode. Don't give us no time.
Well, you knew we were starting, beloved.
No, I didn't.
I was going to say a joke, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
Anyways.
Never tell a joke.
What's up, y'all?
Jada in the building. Yanni in the building.
Trey in the building.
GP in the building. And you already know.
Why are you trying to rap an old verse?
I don't know how to freestyle, y'all. I gotta learn, bro. I'm rusty. We haven't freestyled in forever. Come on.
Freestyle era has passed.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't have time to even
sit here and be freestyling.
Y'all suck.
You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anyways, today we're gonna be talking about the benefits of being a boy and a girl. Let's get it.
All right, then.
You go first.
I'm just a girl. My favorite thing about being a girly girl is...
Not sure, I feel like you just didn't have an answer. You just had a whole answer.
I would say the aesthetics.
The aesthetics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nails, hair, lashes, jewelry.
I feel that.
Okay.
What it?
I know for me.
Makeup, lip gloss.
What
edges,
can I say?
Eyebrows.
I don't know. Dang. It's like neck hair.
Neck hair? Do people have neck hair?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hair can grow on every single
on
part
your
of
neck?
Your body.
Yes. I've never seen a hairy neck.
Bro,
ever.
You never saw like
you
the
literally
little.
Have hair
oh,
on
the
your
back?
Neck right now.
Okay, on the back. I'm
you
thinking
have
like
hair
right
on
here.
Your neck right now. Yanni.
Yanni thinks she's invincible.
Hair on my neck.
You literally have little bitty micro hairs.
No, I don't.
Bro,
everybody
I saw you
does.
Plucking them earlier. What are we talking
Why
about?
You have literally. Everybody has micro hairs.
No, I don't.
Your whole face has micro.
Okay, micro, 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 micro.
Okay.
Bro, if you took a razor right now and did this, it would be so much hair.
Well, I know. Okay.
Like, if you just did this down your face, it would be so much hair. You have little micro hairs that's the same color as your skin.
Yeah, we do. Now that I think about it. Because I be seeing people, like, shave
exactly.
their skin during their skincare, stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they say it does something.
Y'all don't have mustaches? Y'all never had, like... You ever seen
sometimes,
a,
yeah.
You ever seen a woman with a mustache on the top of her lip?
I have.
I think that happens from, like, when you
I
cut
mean,
it and
I
cut it
like
over again.
Females do be getting
yeah.
mustaches. Like,
it's like, that's
It's nothing wrong with it. Just cut it off before I see it. Just cut it off before I see it. Anyways. Talk about it, give me a kiss. I'm like, ooh. Back up.
What? Trey's cutting up
Trey
right
be
now.
Letting y'all know exactly the type of girl he wants.
What?
That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, she be starting, bro.
How?
She knew me starting.
She be starting. How? Like, she be starting.
I just said you
let her
know exactly what you want.
Anyway, let me say my point, bro. I think my point is, one thing I like is that I'm able to go anywhere without having to worry too much about, like,
Protection
or, like, sexual harassment, yeah. All of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Praise God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's some women that will, I have been around some people that will, like, cross your boundaries, but
really
more than like the likelihood of a woman getting sexually harassed than a man is like,
yeah,
fair game.
Nah, definitely, that's true.
So yeah, that's mine.
What about you, Jada girl?
Sorry. For me, I like that just women. I like the softness of it, and then like women just get taken care of.
Yes.
Even though I provide for myself, I still just like the fact that. Yeah, as women.
You like that you could get tricked on.
No.
Yeah.
No. Go
she
ahead.
Said she,
she
like
said
a
she big want a
spin.
Big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Reese, why are you laughing at this? It's not even funny.
She want a big dog.
She want a big spender.
She want a 7-foot big dog. You know what I'm saying? Top baller.
You
shot
know
caller.
What?
Yeah. Jada, just admit it.
I don't want to be tricked on. Dang. Don't do that.
You're trying to be modest, bro.
I want.
Jada, you want to get tricked
I
on.
I want a husband.
Your husband can.
You want a husband that could trick
exactly.
on you.
Exactly. You literally said, I don't want to pay for anything when I'm with my man.
You said you want to just walk like that. This with your eyes closed and have him pay for everything.
Exactly.
Bro, that's not being tricked on if it's your husband.
Bro, your husband can
it's
be a trick.
It's being tricked on, bro.
No,
just
bro.
Admit it.
So you gonna say you getting tricked on by your husband?
Yes.
Y'all get on my nerves.
By my man? If y'all my
y'all
gonna
be
wanna
digging
buy
on her feet
stuff?
Like she a passenger princess.
Duh.
Now she want a big dog. You
now
sit
I say,
here
okay, let me clarify. I'm not saying, oh, he got a. That's I'm talking about.
You got a what?
I'm not saying. What I'm saying is later on, once we're married and we're established, yes, I want my man to.
No,
do
you're
a
saying
big one.
Dating, talking.
No, absolutely not. Because we're young, so I have like a real, like realistic
Yanni.
Mindset. What?
You want to be tricked on at this age?
No,
bro.
Absolutely not.
Yanni
I don't
said, if
that.
You want to talk to me, if you're trying to talk to Yanni. Then you have to come
trying to
with
deflect,
the funds.
So we don't talk
exactly,
about
exactly because I've never said that. Ever.
Yanni said you have to come with the funds.
No,
they have to get you.
Y'all don't listen to them, bro.
Look, I was gonna say
what?
Jada is doing too much.
Oh, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Anyways, no, listen. Don't listen to them, bro. Don't listen to them.
I know what she like. Anyway. Bruh, okay, this is a question. Do y'all want, I feel like we already talked about this before, but what? Do y'all want somebody that can, you know, that make more than you?
Right now, I feel like realistically speaking, we are young. We are in our 20s. So I don't expect my man to make six figures and all this extra stuff. If he's building, as long as he has like that work ethic like me, that's what I want. Like, he got, you know, he's working, he has a vision for himself. That's what I expect from my person, but I don't expect that right now. Like, I feel like later on we could, like, build together and then get there financially together.
Yeah.
That's what I want, low-key. To build with my man and get up there with my man, like, that's what I want.
I feel that. I agree. As far as, like, right now, I say good work ethic matters.
I feel it.
Me and Yanni have been having a lot of conversations about relationships in general. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, the whole thing about, essentially, your question, like, a man having more or less than you and just how important it is, and even just noticing like the common patterns and like women who are successful entrepreneurs, what type of husband do they typically get?
Real quick, if you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in,
twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got blogs, we got challenges, we got Silent Library, we got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing?
Go, go subscribe. Stand on business. Go stand on business.
Stand right? on business, yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
And so, mm-hmm. yeah.
What has sparked that conversation?
We really just been talking about relationships.
Yeah, because I feel like it's just on the both of our minds. So yeah. just be coming up. We just be asking each other questions like, what do you want?
Because I feel like even maybe like last month, I don't know if it was last month, we talked about like, why are you like why would we be afraid to get in a relationship or something?
Yeah.
So I think in general, we just been talking about relationships.
Would that be something y'all talk about?
What?
Like, why are you afraid to get in a relationship?
Like, what do you mean? Like right now?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable yet.
I could say, no.
You don't got to share everything. Just one thing.
I feel like the one thing is the main thing.
Give a little.
For me, okay, I'll say for me.
It's, give a little like.
Okay. I got you. Just okay, a little. Okay, just okay, a little. Cool, cool. Let me give a little.
I can give a fake sprinkle. Reason.
Don't lie.
No, it's not them. A lie. It's like my excuse. Like if someone, like you know how.
She's like, it's not a lie, but I'm a lie real quick.
No, like, it would be like just my excuse as far as like, if I was trying to self-sabotage, I would say like, this is my excuse. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to give an example.
But I'm funny,
saying,
bro.
I'm saying it's not my real answer and I wouldn't even use it. But go I'm ahead, saying bro. Like, this is what I thought it was.
Anyway,
Yanni, you go first.
Yanni, you go.
I never see somebody play an excuse. Out loud. You just planned an excuse out loud.
She just planned the excuse all out loud, bro.
I did it.
You laid it all out on
y'all
the table.
Y'all don't understand me, bro.
Anyway, say your point.
The root.
The root.
I have to get to the root.
What's the root?
Bruh, I have to get to the root.
Anyway, what's yours?
So, like I said, I realized the real reason recently. But at first I was saying, at first I would be like, oh, I need to heal more. Like, that's what I thought.
Okay,
so I'm saying that, but that's really like a cop out. Like, oh, I need to heal more. It was really like a cop out. That's what I say. That's an excuse, bruh. But I don't think, I feel like it's an excuse though.
Yeah.
Like, because nobody gets into a relationship perfectly healed.
I understand that, but it's like.
It's you said you want to build together. Why y'all can't heal together?
Because I...
That's a bar low key.
No, because I feel like... I don't know.
Why wouldn't you want to heal? It's not like as if you're a bad person.
No, I know I'm not. But I'm saying I feel like there's certain things I just want to work on between me and...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
God first before. Because I don't want to, like, I don't know. That's just
you don't think
I
he could lead you into that?
He can. And yeah. I'm not saying he can't. I think this is just the way my mind is set up. Like, I just want to work on it myself.
So you got to reframe your mind.
So if change God your mind, sent you say. Your husband,
then of course I'm going to accept. But I'm
so
just
you're
saying.
Not going to say, oh, I need to heal. Me and God need some more time.
Huh?
You're not going to be like, oh, I need to heal. Me and God need some more time.
If God sent me my husband right now, then God knows I'm ready. So I would accept. And I would just have to heal my person.
What if you think you're ready right now?
Then it's just going to happen.
Yo, one time we thought we was about to go to IHOP and we thought we was all gonna see. We thought we was all gonna meet our husbands.
Why you bring that up? That was delusional, bro. I really thought it too. Like,
I thought
something was really gonna go down that
we
night.
We really thought. I don't even know how that happened. It was like we were having a conversation.
That was pure delusion.
And we were like, ooh, what if we go to IHOP and meet our?
I was like, it's gonna be 3 people there, 2 yes. guys and 1 girl. Like, we're gonna be cool.
Bro, and we were like trying to make sure we look a little good.
We're like, oh, we gotta get ready. Our person gonna be there.
It was like 11:00 at night. Like nobody's coming to see
us. It's like,
bro.
Be so for real, right?
What even stuff? started that thought. Like, we really thought, oh, yeah, we're about to go to IHOP and meet our husband and wife. Like, no.
Table was mad silent. Ain't nobody in that IHOP.
I forgot about that. That's crazy.
Bro, delusion.
Okay, so what's the next thing? Huh? What do y'all feel like?
You know what I'm saying? You didn't answer.
Exactly.
About the what?
Healing,
I said
healing.
It. Oh, we're not going on me. We're going to the next one. No.
Yeah, Trey. No. Why are you no. not in a relationship?
I feel like for me.
Oh.
Bruh. Yo, why Reese put it on camera? Yo.
That's crazy.
Yo, the hair is attached to the microphone, y'all, if y'all not watching. But Reese put it on camera, which is crazy. Anyway.
Reese wild for that.
Okay, I'll go. About the whole thing. I feel as though most men have the desire to want to stack their bread, make sure they got the situation right, all of that before they get in a relationship. And I just feel like, I don't know, in a sense, I low-key.
You just told me I couldn't do it.
Exactly. And think of all the.
I didn't say healing.
But you're still trying to prepare before.
And like, think I said of all prepare, the successful healing.
Think of all the successful men you know with wives. They all got with them before
before the success.
So you're not even following the formula.
I don't.
You're
have
not
to,
even following. You're the not blueprint. Following the blueprint.
Bro, I don't
you
have
gotta
to follow
do
the,
something
y'all
else.
Y'all not gonna gang up on me. That's what we not gonna do.
Look, Trey, you supposed to follow the blueprint.
Yeah,
you have
but
to follow
okay.
what works.
Men get successful after they get married.
You have to do it before you're successful. That way you can see, okay, this person's with me before the fame, before the money, before all that stuff. This show ride or die for real. So you gotta lock in now.
Exactly.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people before the ebook. It's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
Y'all see that? When two women are screaming, you just be quiet. You don't say nothing.
We don't even scream.
But y'all were literally just...
My voice is not
my voice is so soft. How are we even...
Literally, bruh, I'm talking...
I'm so soft right now.
That's all you hear.
I'm literally talking so soft. I have no
anyway,
idea what, you're talking
what
about.
I was saying is I've got into like situations before, and you know what I'm saying, I wasn't like in a sense not open for it, saying like, oh, this isn't gonna work, but I know ideally what I want is to be like stable before, you know what I'm saying, even before marriage and all of that stuff, because who's going to the courthouse to get married,
bruh? I heard Neo say he had his wife like sitting on top of a bucket in a car taking her on dates. Sitting on a bucket.
Where were they at?
Taking her on dates. That was the seat in the car.
Oh, really?
In the van, whatever he had. Sitting on buckets.
Mm-hmm.
And now. Exactly.
Don't do that.
You could be missing out on your husband because you don't want to sit on a bucket.
Don't do that, bro.
Because
I,
if a
don't
man
do that,
came.
Because I really don't want people to think that I'm like. Because people already be.
People already be what?
Think, no. No.
So if a man's going to take you on a date and he pull up in the van and say, here's your seat,
if
my
he
lady.
Good character.
Y'all need to be like.
Bucket. No, don't do that, bro. Cause I don't.
So you're going to sit like, on the bucket.
Bro, it's okay to have a standard.
You're going
to
sit on the bucket.
If my man had a good work ethic, I saw the vision. He had a vision. He has good character. Man of God, I would.
Period.
I would.
What if he's not your man yet?
What if you're not your
like
man
it's
yet?
The first date.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I knew he had good character, man of God, work.
But you don't know all that before first date.
Right.
Well, before I go on a first date, I get to know somebody. I'm not gonna just gonna go on a date if I don't know them. I'm getting to know them through conversation, right, through text, Yanni, and stuff like that.
So you gonna know all that about his character?
I peep through early. You can easily see certain things early, bro. You ask questions. It's not that hard.
Right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Before I see the bucket, I see his character first. So when I see the bucket don't matter.
Okay,
she gonna be the bucket princess. It's gonna have no bag, just bucket.
Open it away. Hopefully, he'll turn to a bag.
The seat gonna go back. Her legs gonna be up in the air. Oh my god.
So messed up, bro.
Wait. You're gonna be like, I'm Purdy.
Oh my gosh!
Yo, what?
Bruh.
Oh, that's funny.
Yo, that's so messed.
You gonna be sending the Snapchats of the bucket? She gonna paint it. She gonna paint it pink.
No, look. Her favorite Yanni color. On the bucket. Look. Ooh. That's your bucket. Okay.
Oh, man. You gonna take
yes, it? Yes, I'm flying off that bucket. I don't care. Like, what?
Yo, that is crazy.
Y'all are funny.
Y'all got anything else?
No, bro.
Well, that was a good laugh for that.
That was. That was. I'm glad y'all had a good laugh.
A bucket look, princess is crazy.
Y'all can't listen, ever question Yanni. She a real one.
I'll be a bucket princess.
Yanni gonna stay down.
Care.
Exactly. So look, if you a guy,
as long as we don't stay there, but I'm saying we could start
you,
there.
Look. If you a guy with a van and you don't got a passenger seat, but you got a bucket.
I'm riding on
put Yanni name on it right now, bro. Ask her on a date. DM her right now.
Passenger bucket.
Yes. I'll be passenger
bucket. Say, what's
up,
my little bucket princess?
Bucket
as long
princess.
As we don't stay there, like I said. But
because exactly there. Now, Nia's wife got
exactly
millions of dollars.
Right. Now they riding in Lambos. She could drive in whatever car she wants. Lambo.
Exactly.
All of
black
that.
Truck,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Sprinter, exactly. Whatever she wants, she can
exactly.
drive it.
Exactly.
How long is
yeah.
Reese, why? First of all.
Right?
You instigated.
Would you do 10 years? 10 years? Maybe 5 years on the bucket, and then maybe from that, 5 years.
That's a long time.
And then after those 5 years, it may be upgrade a little bit. Maybe he like, you know, screw the bucket down.
Or like into screw the a school chair in or something.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
way
yeah.
she got back like some for her back, yeah. you know what I'm saying? A little
the next 5 years,
a little support
bucket
for
upgrade.
Her back. That's
yeah.
a little upgrade. You know?
Or maybe he put little handles on the bucket.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That way
like,
it's more
and then
stable.
Like, I don't know, something to go on her back so that way she don't yeah. fall when they stop. You know what I'm saying?
So 5 years.
5 years on a bucket. Then he
and then 5 years on an upgraded bucket.
Maybe he
and
put a maybe he put a little pillow on the seat just to you know what I'm saying? Like he could upgrade
yeah,
that
yeah, he could upgrade it for real.
And
10 years.
And then what if the car got no radio? No nothing. Like you
oh,
like
yeah.
music, so like what if I'm
y'all gonna
no
have
radio?
Some good conversations.
Y'all gonna have some great conversations on the bucket.
And maybe y'all could take turns. Maybe he could sit on the bucket sometimes and then you drive.
Oh my god, bro.
Let us know. For all the girls that watch for all the girls that watch this, let us know. You sitting on that bucket or no?
Are you sitting on a bucket? You know what I'm saying? 5 years, you sit on the bucket, he upgraded a little. He put
you
a little
get the cushion,
protection or the cushion.
Back,
then he drill it down. You know what I'm saying? The last year just to keep you stable.
And then he got millions.
For sure. That's a calm.
This
that's
based
a,
on a true story, y'all.
That's a romantic love story. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? Bucket Princess. That could be a movie.
That should be the word. Let's call this episode Bucket Princess.
Bucket Princess.
People gonna be like, what the heck is a Bucket Princess? Like, what the heck is this?
All right, that's the end of the episode. Yes. That was actually good.
Y'all cut
yes.
it.
We that found out funny. What you interested into, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, y'all need a ride or die.
She said she gonna stay down.
So she said, 10 years, I got
in
you.
In it for the long haul.
Easy.
No coming back.
Period.
But yeah, that's it in this episode.
End us off, Yanni girl. Maybe leave a message for your future man.
A little something, something. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes, y'all stream. Y'all know what to do. Let's just end this episode, bro. Follow me, Yanni Brash, your clothing brand, Wise Label.
Follow Growing Pains at Growing Pains Pie on Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. And you can follow me at Roy Trevion and my creative agency. If you need some graphics, make it a habit to get you a graphic. Roy T Media. Yeah. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow me at I am Jada Ellis and at Jyla Fisher.
Are you riding a bucket?
She's too tall.
Done.
You said what?
The episode's done.
Are you yes or no? Are you ready?
The episode is done. We can't.
Yes or no?
We can't even. Bro, rewind.
We gotta wrap up.
Wow,
the timer just went off. That's it.
Code switching bet.
But yeah, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a great rest of y'all day.
Bye, y'all.
Let's get it. Comment down below, Bucket Princess. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.